So they passed on, the three younger boys going on ahead. Now, near the top of the hill, Difficulty, they came to the place where Mistrust and Timorous had tried to discourage Christian from going forward to meet the two great lions. Here the king had caused to be built a stage just off the road. In front of the stage was a metal plate engraved with these words.
This stage was built as a place to punish such pilgrims who, through timorousness or mistrust, shall be afraid to go further on pilgrimage. On this stage, both Mistrust and Timorous were burned through the tongue with a hot iron because they tried to hinder Christian in his journey.
This brings to mind a verse I have read.
Which?
What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper.
So that is what happened to them. I had always wondered why they were so tight-mouthed in their speech.
Yet they did not profit from their punishment, for they still try to discourage honest hearts from going on pilgrimage.
Aye, I fear that a worse punishment lies ahead for them.
Now they had not gone much further when they came to the place where were the two great lions. At the sound of their roars, the boys all came rushing back and got them behind Mr. Greatheart. At this he smiled and said,
How now, my boys? You love to rush ahead when all is safe and merry. Why then rush you back when suddenly 'tis scary?
We saw bones.
Bones, you say?
Aye, of pilgrims.
And a giant.
A giant?
Yes, a big giant.
Big!
With one huge eye in the middle of his forehead.
One eye, you say?
Yes, a squarish eye.
Indeed.
Yes, and it glows with a bluish glow.
It must be the giant who calls himself the Giant Grim.
Is he dangerous?
Aye, we call him Bloody Man because he hath slain many a pilgrim. But I did not know that he was now working with the lions. I wonder if he hath loosed their chains. Come, boys, let us play the man.
Hey!
Greetings, Mr. Bloody Man.
Grim to you, ugly knave.
Then greetings, Mr. Grimm.
Art thou not that one called Greatheart?
Aye?
Why art thou come hither?
These women and children are going on pilgrimage.
This is not the way.
Ah, but it is, and they shall go through.
They won't if I can help it.
But they will if I can. Stand back.
Thou art but one man.
Aye, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord, and bearing the sword of the Spirit. Therefore, give back peaceably, or expect that thy bones shall bleach atop those whom you have slain.
Ha! You forget about my kittens. Would you have these sweet women to become food for them?
These cats have neither tooth nor claw.
Huh. And who told thee that?
'Tis common knowledge among pilgrims. 'Tis also known that they are chained and that any who travel in the middle of the road may pass safely by.
Pah, lies. Woman, seest thou chains upon my kittens?
No, not from here, but we have God's word.
But with thine eyes? With thine eyes, woman, seest thou chains?
No. Only through the eye of faith.
Faith hath no eyes. Go back.
It hath eyes clear enough to see through thee. Kindly step aside and let us pass.
This is not the way.
I think it is.
Nay, thou must go round about by yonder detour.
What think you, madam? Would you have me take you by the detour?
It looketh to be a well-traveled way, Mom.
But will it take us to the Celestial City?
Some, well, I think some, have managed to get back unto the straight path.
You think?
Yes, ma'am.
And are there no dangers to be met on yonder detour?
There are.
And might not the detours also have detours?
They may.
And does our map show the way through detours?
Nay, only the straight way.
Then what you are really saying is that if we be true pilgrims, we must do no detouring at all, but rather go straight through.
The Lord would be pleased.
Then straight we shall go. Aside, bloody man.
This is not the way. See how this path is all overgrown with grass. There hath not an enlightened pilgrim passed this narrow place in years.
And should the detours of others be reason for us to do the same? Should we not rather go straight on as our map and guide tell us?
You will die.
Better to die in the right way than to wander forever in a maze of detours.
You will give thy children to the death. That little one, him will I roast alive over a slow fire and feed him to my children.
This is the way.
You shall not step in it.
With that, the giant picked up his great club and straddled over the way. Behind him were the two lions on either side of the way, so that it seemed, to the eye of flesh, that even if one were to survive the club, he would die by tooth and claw.
I feel the inspiration of the Almighty in my heart. I am arisen a mother in Israel, and I shall not be turned aside. Greatheart!
Madam?
Canst thou take him?
All things are possible to she that believeth.
Explain thyself. Canst thou take him?
If thou canst believe, I could hew down yonder mountain.
Then I choose to believe. Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Forward?
Aye, forward!
What shall I do?
Raise thy hands to heaven, and beseech God on my behalf. I come for thee, bloody man. God hath found in this frail woman enough faith to consume thee and a thousand greater than thou.
Oh, God, help him!
Wait. What be thy name, woman?
My name be Christiana.
Art thou wife to one called Christian, who passed this way in early times?
I am.
Ah, now I see from whence thou hast such pluck and courage. Thou hast done well to stand thy ground. Shut up! Foul kittens have no manners. Now, seeing that thou art so brave, I have decided to let thee pass through unharmed.
And why this change of heart?
'Tis no change. I am only set here by thy master to test thy resolution.
'Tis a lie.
Besides, I admire courage where I find it, even in an enemy. Please, pass on.
Greatheart, what be the trick?
He doth see thee to be invincible. Therefore he bargains for his life.
But what be the price of his compromise?
Greater than thou canst pay, I trow.
But what?
Ask him.
Mr. Bloody Man.
Grim, ma'am. My name be Grim.
What be thy true name?
Grim, ma'am.
Thou liest to me. Mr. Greatheart.
Nay, wait. My name be Bloody Man, although I prefer to be called Mr. Grim.
Speak truth, Mr. Bloody Man. Is this overgrown path indeed the way?
Aye, ma'am.
And the lions, are they truly chained and without tooth or claw? Are they?
Aye, ma'am.
Hath not thy master set thee here to prevent us from passing?
Aye, ma'am.
Then why wilt thou let us pass?
I told thee, I admire courage.
Or perhaps thou dost fear the faith of one who takes God at his word and then depends upon that word to do what it says it will do.
No. 'Tis courage I admire. Courage.
And what toll wilt thou ask that we may pass in peace?
None.
Greatheart, he saith no price.
Press him on to details.
If no price, then what wilt thou ask of us?
Only one small privilege.
Being?
Let me visit with thy youngest alone, but for an hour.
What? That thou mightest roast him as thou didst threaten me?
Nay, but I ask only a visit. Thou, and thy warrior friend, may bind me and watch me from a distance, if that will give thee peace of mind. No harm will come to him, I promise.
By whom wilt thou promise?
By the god that I serve, and may my eye lose its glory if I betray thee.
What is this he saith, Greatheart? He be willing to promise.
It is part of the creed of his master that faith need not be kept with heretics.
Then he may lie to me and believe that he hath not lied at all.
Aye.
But he asketh only 1 hour. May we not grant it and save thee the danger of battle?
Look at his eye, madam.
What about it?
It doth cast a spell on all who look thereon.
Indeed?
Yea. In 1 hour, a demon may infect thy child with such disease of mind that a lifetime of repentance cannot undo.
Then to battle.
Aye.
But the danger to thee.
Only keep thy hands lifted to God, and there is no danger.
Then to battle it is. Grim!
Dost thou grant me my hour?
Nay.
Half an hour, then.
Nay. I will not give my child over to thee for 10 seconds.
You will give me nothing?
Nothing but thy due. We will not parley with thee further. Thou shalt not so much as look upon my babe. And as for thee, thou shalt be food for the fowls of the air.
You are sure?
More than sure. Children, raise thy voices in supplication. You may proceed, Mr. Greatheart.
No!
Yes.
Me kittens! Take that, shiny knight! Take that!
With that, Greatheart did spring forward with his sword and laid so heavily into him that Grim had to surrender ground. Now at the beginning of the battle, Christiana lifted hands and heart to heaven on behalf of Greatheart. But as the battle went on and she saw that her champion was getting the better of the giant, she began to let her hands down. Then was the force of evil loosed on behalf of the giant.
Christiana, help!
Thou art stumbled. I will feed thy flesh to my kittens and then use thy residue to grow my garden.
Christiana!
Mother, we be losing.
Christiana,
he calleth for help.
Help.
But what can I do?
Now Greatheart began to be in a desperate strait and was surrendering ground to the giant faster than he had gained it.
Christiana, help!
But what can I do?
Run, weak woman. Do detour or I shall kill him.
Christiana, thou hast let down thy hands. Oh!
With that, she did ask God to forgive her forgetfulness and again lifted up hands and heart to him who only could deliver.
No! Stop!
Then did Greatheart advance again with new strength. But as the battle went on, Christiana's arms grew heavy and began to fall. And as they fell lower, it began again to go hard for Greatheart.
He's losing again!
Christiana, help!
Mama, he's going to eat me.
Nay, but come, bear up my hands.
And so did the children bear up their arms. And from that time, there was no more falling back for their champion.
Take that.
Get back. Wilt thou slay a man on his own property?
'Tis not thine, but rather the king's. Thou art a squatter and a robber, and kill thee I will.
With that, he dealt him a blow that brought him to his knees. Then, following up his advantage, he put a crack in his helmet.
I cannot see thy sword. Then you shall feel it. Take that!
Then did he strike again and cut off the right arm of the giant.
My arm, my arm!
Then did the giant roar hideously, with such fierceness that the women and children thought that new life from the pit had entered into him. Therefore did they tremble and think to give back. But as for the giant, he was mortally wounded and staggered to and fro as a drunkard. Moreover, his blood poured forth black as ink and wilted the grass and green herbs whereon it was bespattered. At last he fell between the lions and breathed his last. The lions, seeing that their champion was slain, ceased their roaring and began rather to lick his wounds.
Art thou well, dear Greatheart?
Aye, well I am, but of a certain I had a hard moment or two.
'Twas my fault, for I grew so interested in your exploits that I left off to pray for thee. I do beg thy pardon.
'Tis a common mistake. Did not Moses do the same, and have need that Aaron and Hur hold up his hands? Come, let us pass through the lions while it is yet light enough to see their chains.
And so they went on between the lions, who did not so much as growl. As they stepped over the body of the giant, Greatheart cautioned them that they should not defile themselves by touching the least part of him. Neither were they to step in or come near to his blood. Now as they passed by, the women trembled at the closeness of the lions, and the children, too, looked pale of face. But they passed on without harm.
Ah, glad I am to be got past this evil place.
Me too. He wanted to eat me.
As well he might have done, had not thy mother trusted in the word of God and gone straight on.
Look.
And they all, looking back, beheld the lions lying on their backs and pawing at their mouths and heads as if trying to free themselves of some great evil. Then after a moment or two of struggle, they lay dead next to Grim.
Greatheart, what happened?
As the blood of the lamb doth wash us whiter than snow, so doth the blood of evil poison all who touch it.
Ah,
at least he won't eat any more children.
And the lions will no longer frighten pilgrims.
So those who come after us will have an easier way.
Aye. Because thou hast been willing to take God at his word, thou hast made the way easier for those who shall come after thee.
Praise God! Shall we go on?
Yes, off to the house of the porter.
Now, the house of the porter was not far off from the narrow passage where Grimm and the lions stood to withstand the advance of pilgrims. And since the hour was growing late, they made haste, lest they be forced to travel in the time of dangerous darkness. So when they were come to the gate, the guide knocked, and the porter cried,
Who is there?
It is I.
Greatheart, welcome, welcome. What brings you here so late tonight?
I have brought some pilgrims.
But why so late?
I had been here some time past, had I not been opposed by the giant.
Ah, a wicked one he. Many a pilgrim hath he sent on detour, where they were soon lost to us.
Well, take heart, for by the faith of this good woman, I have been able to slay the giant, and the lions also are now dead.
Verily, well now, that is good news indeed. But do come in and tell us all about this great venture of faith.
Nay, but I would return to my lord tonight.
No, please stay.
Oh, sir, how can we let you go? You have been so faithful and so loving to us. You have fought so stoutly for us and given us such good counsel.
Please, sir, go with us to Journey's End.
I cannot.
But without a brave defender, how can such poor women as we hold out in such a dangerous way?
Please, sir, can you not come with us?
Yes. Please, sir, we're so weak, and the way is so dangerous.
Ah, you are like to break my heart, for you must know by now that I have come to love thee dearly.
Then stay.
The decision is not mine to make, dear ones. If my lord give me command to accompany thee till thy journey's end, then glad shall I be to do so.
Then ask him to send you.
Such a request as that is not mine to make, dear Mercy.
Whose then?
It is thine alone. And in this matter thou hast failed greatly.
In what way?
In that when my lord assigned me to be your escort,
You did not beg him to lend me to you till the end.
We did not think to do it.
Neither didst thou ask for escort when thou left the wicket gate.
Aye, we did not think of it then either.
And for our lack of thought, we came into great danger to our souls.
And now we have done it again. Oh, remember, Mercy, what the Helper did tell us?
Which?
That it is a part of God's plan to grant us, in answer to the prayer of faith, that which he would not otherwise bestow.
Ah, we are so slow to learn our lesson. Is it too late now to ask, dear Greatheart?
I know not, but for now I must withdraw. And so, good Christiana, Mercy, and my brave children, adieu.
Farewell.
Thank you, dear Greatheart.
Farewell, Master Greatheart. I pray we may meet again.
As do I. But learn this lesson in behalf of thy mother.
Which?
That not worth asking means not worth having.
I shall try.
Goodbye, Mr. Greatheart.
Fare thee well, sonny. Be brave and let not any giants eat thee up, eh?
I won't. Bye.
Adieu.
And so he turned into the gathering darkness and was soon lost to their searching eyes.
And do tell, madam, who art thou that thou hast come this dangerous way?
I come from the city of destruction. My husband is dead. His name was Christian, and I am following now in his steps.
Christian? Christian the pilgrim?
Aye, the same. And these are his children, and this maid is one of his neighbors.
Then did the porter's face light up with joy, and he rang his bell and shouted to those within that Christian's wife and children were come on pilgrimage. Then, oh, what a glad noise there was from within.
Come in, Christiana. Come in, thou wife of that good man. Come in, thou blessed woman. Come in with all that are with thee.
And so the chief ones of the family bade them a most warm welcome, and did provide them with food from the king's table and refreshed them. Now when they had supped and ended their prayer with a psalm, they made ready to send them to their rest.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Might we be so bold as to request to sleep in the same room as my husband?
But of course.
And so they had them to Christian's room and laid them to rest. Now, after prayers, the boys quickly fell asleep, but Christiana and Mercy kept awake in order to share the thoughts of their hearts.